check this out.
That's what I'm talking about, ladies. Pay attention. You don't get nothing for free.
Like that,
it gotta be a 50-50 situation. You get a job, I get a job, we get it in, alright?
My like Bentleys, my like coupes, my like Cadillacs on 22s. If you got dough, I don't care if you're cute. Just have something when the rent comes due. My love diamonds, my like pearls, my like hanging out with her girls. She gotta have a pocketbook matching her shoe. Baby gotta have her hair, her nails done too. And she tell you like,
Give me what I need.
Got a couple bills, not a lot of ends. Oh, I can't be your man, huh? Only friends? Well, I got enough of those, so whatever then.
Whatever.
See, I got a little something, but not enough to share. Call me a broke-ass nigga, I don't really care. Financially, I'm bad, low on credential. But hey, when I got some plenty of potential, trust me, I'ma be the man in the field. And switch to Cristal for Mountain Dew. And you're gonna wanna know who's the dude. And your girl's gonna be telling you how you was a fool. And I still take a little piece, but won't bustin' it.
Nah.
I want that chick that was loving when I was bustin' it.
Yeah.
So I'ma do what I do, then leave fast. Let the Benz man deal with your ass. Slow my like Bentleys, my like coupes, my like Cadillacs on 22s. If you got dough, I don't care if you're cute. Just have something when the rent comes due. My love diamonds, my like pearls, my like hanging out with her girls. She gotta have a pocketbook matching her shoe. Baby gotta have her hair, her nails done too. And she tell you like,
Give me what I need, boy.
She can smell the blood of a rapper, man. She can smell the blood of an actor, man. She can smell the blood of a baller, man. She a ball and chain. These niggas all the same. Same players gotta be shamed. They game slain by dames looking for fame. Bad boys like Vanity Kane. Put that cat on you like me after who you fuck with. Mommy off to fill a bankroll with their Republicans. She gotta look about her. You wanna look harder. President Bush wanna. Pressing a Bush harder. Pleasure of puss. Pressure of books, passing your books, present your books. She got you hooked, martyr. Shoulda listened to mama. She got the jokes, papa. She leave you with nada, like nothing I said. The big goose egg, mommy, so ruthless. Have mercy, smooth, just like a two-step. After you play, you like, damn, this shit is
my like Bentleys, my like coupes, my like Cadillacs on 22s. If you got dough, I don't care if you're cute. Just have something when the rent comes due. My love diamonds, my like pearls, my like hanging out with her girls. She gotta have a pocketbook matching her shoe. Baby gotta have her hair, her nails done too. And she tell you like,
Give me what I need, boy. Give me what I want.
Your pockets mad fat. Shit, nah, watch no face, only iron that stack. The prize in this rap, raise the cheese from your trap. I do anything to get it, that's a well-known fact. Heard about her many men, but shit, nah, watch that. You turned on by her grin, how that ass so fat. She high maintenance, but you can't pass that. You sound like Eminem, girl, with that ass like that. Make you spend my last just like that. Slow down, I don't wanna get you gas like that, yeah. Body is banging, your frame is little. That tattoo on your back got my name in the middle. I know you need a lot and I need a little, but you won't leave with a lot without me coming a little. So go ahead, chase that Bentley, follow that coupe. You ain't even gonna get a cent when your red check due.
My like Bentleys, my like coupes, my like Cadillacs on 22s. If you got dough, I don't care if you're cute. Just have something when the rent comes due. My love diamonds, my like pearls, my like hanging out with her girls. She gotta have a pocketbook matching her shoe. Baby gotta have her hair, her nails done too. And she tell you like,
Give me what I need, boy. Give me what I want. Give me what I need, boy.
Application, mama.
Give me what I want.
Expo 2008 over here. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and I have Frank Capano from NBC 10, of course, the second personality I interviewed, because I interviewed Frank Coletta back in the day. And tell me about you being over here at the Business Expo. How do you like this?
This is great. It's a great chance to meet a lot of different people. Many of them are viewers and people in different businesses, and get to talk and share some ideas.
Sure. And you've been working for NBC 10 for a long time in the sports, of course. How many years now?
This month is actually 28 years.
Wow, congratulations. I'm 30 years old, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I started when I was about five, so
yes.
I wish.
As long as Frank Coletta's been there, actually.
Actually, Frank's been there a little bit longer. In fact, he was the one who trained me when I first arrived at Channel 10. He, for a short time, did sports, filling in a little bit until I got up to speed, and then I started doing the sports.
And tell me about, what do you love about sports? What's your passion?
Well, there's so many great stories. And in this area, you know, over the past, five, 6 years, it's been unbelievable with the Patriots and their Super Bowl wins and the Red Sox and the World Series. And in the past 5 years, I've covered the Patriots and the Red Sox as they've won championships. I've been to two Olympics. So it's really been an incredible 5 or 6 years.
And what do you think was one of the most memorable sports stories in the past 5 to 10 years?
Well, you know, I'd have to say that the Red Sox winning their first World Series championship in 86 years was really special. That, you know, to be there on the field when they did that and to see the reaction of the Red Sox fans who were in the stands there in St. Louis was really something else. There were people who were crying, you know, with joy.
Exactly. And what about the Patriots now? Winning, of course, the Super Bowl, and how far they came, you know. And then actually losing it last year, but winning the winning streak. What do you think about that?
You know, they had an incredible year. And to have the winning streak that they had, and unfortunately to lose it in the Super Bowl was disappointing. But that's what's so great about sports, is that you can never truly predict what's going to happen, and I think they're going to have another great year this year.
Sure. And tell me, do you think the way sports is going now, do you think it's changed over the past 20 years for the better or for the worse, and why?
I think that it's both. I think, you know, it's changed for the better because there are a lot more opportunities for people to see sports, be it on a major or a minor league or an amateur level. For the worse, because there are more teams. I mean, there was a time when I was a kid that I could tell you every player on every team. And now, because there are so many teams and so many players, it's virtually impossible, unless you're a super fan of that particular team, to know exactly who's on that team. So I think it's a lot harder for fans to take it all in, where maybe 25, 30 years ago, it was much easier because there were fewer teams.
Sure. Well, I do thank you much, Frank Capano from NBC 10, for Losing Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And somebody's...
Everything I ever said I did. Every bullet, every scar, every bar, every stick up if I stuck the crib. Y'all know what it is, I put that shit on both my kids. Hope this is the opposite of what hopeless is, cause I ain't trying to waste another day. And fuck prison, bad decisions got most my niggas locked away. Seen a lot of shit, that's why I got a lot to say. Wonder why I'm cocky, trying to stop me, nigga, not today. Dealing with the pain and some hurt, got the game reversed. After you bang, bury that thing in the dirt. Tell me who want they family praying in church. Another day in this earth, just another day, I ain't in the hearse. I took some big losses. Last few years I lost some big bosses. Lot of stress got me a little nauseous, a little more cautious. If it has to be, yo, I'll be damned this time if they catching me.
Life and death, please.
So poor, we too poor to die. When the bullet got no love for you, they don't miss you. We could man the hood with a launch a scud missile. I done lost too many souls to gun bust. And trying to console a nigga mother like them, but belly of the beast, facing a situation. And AKs blaze and strays graze the playpen. Forget prison and living behind bars. We live a new life, my nigga. trying to be stars, but in the process, cheddar be's the issue, and crime on my mind, who that coming to get you? The threat of death puts a man on all fours. Your mama and the judge said I bought a lost cause. A waste of space, a dead man walking, and life gave us a new name, the talking abortions.
Life and death we take what's granted and run. We sacrifice all.
Again here at the Business Expo, the second day of it, with Weather Team 10, R.J. Heim. So how you doing? Are you losing yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show today on www.derekshapiroshow.com?
As in show.com, yes.
So what's going on? Well, I just want to know, you've been with NBC 10 for a long, long time. Tell me, what's the secret in the sauce about what makes the good chemistry, you know?
What makes the good chemistry is the weather watchers. As you know, Derek, you used to be a weather watcher. You know, you got busy, so I understand. But, no, I mean, weather watchers are fun because they really personalize the weather. A lot of folks know that if they call up or send an email that they should say something interesting about the weather. Instead of just, you know, partly cloudy, 72, it's like, good night for steaks on the grill, or you can hear the peepers out back, and that really makes the connection with the audience, I think. It makes it set apart from the other stations.
Sure, and also, too, it's a good day for the listen to the Derek Shapiro Show. They should say that, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's always a good day to listen to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah. And tell me about, who's one of your favorite newscasters that you work with? Is it Frank Coletta? Is it Gene Valicente? Or is it Patrice Wood? Who would you say?
You know, to be politically correct, they're all my favorites. We're like a big dysfunctional family there.
Just like over here, my team over here, too. And tell me, what's your favorite thing about broadcasting the weather day after day and week after week and year after year?
Well, actually, what's been able to sustain me for 15 years is the fact that I'm a reporter 2 days a week, and then I do the weather 2 days a week. So it breaks it up. You know, just when I'm tired of doing the weather, then it's time to go out and meet the people and the story. I don't even know what I'm doing until that day, or sometimes I set them up in advance, and I've really got my heart in it. And you're out seeing every community. You're getting to see Southern New England from an eye level, where if you're just stuck in the studio doing the weather all the time, you don't.
Sure. And what's your how do you keep sane about reporting sometimes the bad news sometimes, or listen to the bad news? I asked Frank Coletta this when he was on my show, too. But what keeps you sane and mentally good about hearing all the bad news that goes on?
It doesn't. No, I mean, doing feature stories, fortunately, I don't have to do a lot of the bad news. So there's stories about people, places, things. And, you know, we need some positive aspects to life and society. So doing those stories actually counteract a lot of the bad news, and that's what I enjoy.
And one last question. Do you think we're going to get hit by a big hurricane this summer or in the fall? And why or why not?
I don't know about this year, but it's a matter of time. I mean, we've been hit in the past. It's just a matter of time, but always be prepared and watch Channel 10, and we'll let you know if one's coming so you can get out of the way.
Sure. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
This will cost you money. What am I supposed to say here now?
You're Audrey Hyman. You listen to Lose Yourself.
Okay. This will cost you money, Derek. This is R.J. Heim listening to Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much. All right, we're still here at the Convention Center, the second day after interviewing R.J. Heim from NBC 10. Now we have Gene Valicente, of course, the third news reporter. Of course, R.J. Heim's a news reporter, too, other than a weather person. Yep. And, of course, I interviewed Frank Coletta in the studio back in the day, episode number 9. So welcome to Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Well, nice to be here, Derek. Thanks for coming over.
Yes. Well, pleasure's all mine. So tell me, what's the secret in the of the good chemistry at NBC 10? Of course, you with Patrice Wood and Dan Janik.
Well, I think the management has done a good job casting the show. They seem to have put together a core group of people who like the station, like the market, want to stay, and have made a connection with the audience. So, I mean, it's hard to do. It's hard to get the right group. But once you do, it clicks, and it's no secret. I just guess you have to have likable people who the audience takes to.
Sure. I speak a little, what's the secret in the sauce, you know what I'm saying? But it's good chemistry, like you said, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now tell me about, like, how do you keep a sane head at the end of the day? You put on all the crazy news around Providence and around the world.
Well, you know, you have to separate your professional life from your personal life and not let it get to you. And I've been able to do that pretty successfully over 25 years now. Covered a lot of tragedies, a lot of sad things. You certainly think about them and reflect upon them. But when the 6 o'clock news is over, then my personal time begins. And I go home and play with my kids, and I sleep at night.
Sure. And tell me, what do you think the most memorable story that you covered over the past 25 years, you said, with NBC 10? Now, what network did you start on?
Well, I started in New Jersey. I actually worked for an independent station, Channel 11, off camera. And then I went to public television and worked my way up through Connecticut. And just to go back to your last question, the most memorable story would certainly be 9/11. We were down there that day in Ground Zero, stayed there for a week, covered that, then went to the Pentagon, covered that, went to Cuba, actually, to go to Guantanamo. So that whole chapter a few years back, all sewn together there in the course of 2 weeks, really was certainly my most memorable story. Hope to never have to do it again, but that would be the answer.
Sure. And what do you love about broadcasting Rhode Island? There's a lot of people in Rhode Island with the various news stations leave to go to other states, or even the big network NBC. Of course, Meredith Vieira did that. Matt Lauer did that.
Sure.
Why do you love Rhode Island so much?
Well, we had 3 young girls when I came here, so they needed a place to be raised and go to school. It was okay for me to be a gypsy, but I didn't want them to be a gypsy. So I happened to land here at Channel 10, and they liked me, and more importantly, the audience seemed to like me. And it's been one advancement and one progression after another, so it's been a good place to stay.
Sure. And what's your favorite place in Rhode Island just to chill out when you're not doing the news?
Well, that's a good question. I kind of like the tip of Jamestown, where the lighthouse is. That's a fun place to go. Sometimes go to Newport, take a ride around Ocean Drive when the tourists aren't there. The usual spots, I guess, that most Rhode Islanders like over on the other side of the bay.
Sure. And one last question. Who is your most famous person that you interviewed, of course, over the past 25 years that was most enjoyable to you, and why?
Well, let's see. That's a good question. I've interviewed a couple of presidents. That's been
who was that?
Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton twice. So that's always it's always memorable to having interviewed the president. We've had some some stars come through the show. But we had Robert Klein on.
Yes, actually, I was going to ask you that. I'm glad you said that, because me and you both interviewed him on the same time. The day after you interviewed him, on the same day, I think, I went to Twin River and interviewed him. And he's on my current show now, episode number 24, actually. So me and you have something in common, actually. But would you say Robert Klein is one of your favorite people?
Well, he was kind of funny. He was easygoing. And, so on occasion, I'll go out to Hollywood and do one of the press junkets where they kind of run us through 8 or 9 different shows, and you get to meet some of the stars of the NBC shows. And I remember going out there once, and they hooked us up with some of the older stars. Robert, you help me now.
Robert
Stack.
Okay, Stack.
I'm trying to think of Robert Stack. Played Elliot Ness.
Oh, yes.
He was one of the old stars, big star around in Hollywood.
Sure.
He was one of the nicest guys.
Really?
Sometimes some of the older, bigger stars are easier to deal with than some of the younger, hipper stars.
Sure. Well, I do thank you for Losing Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, Gene.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good for your broadcast.
Thank you.
This is Gene Valicente from NBC 10 inviting you to listen to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.